The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December is a Christmas book for children ages 5 through 9. It's titled The Christmas Connection. You can find out more about this new Christmas Arch book at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase The Christmas Connection by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Your young children, grandchildren, and godchildren will discover the relationship between Jesus' birth and resurrection in The Christmas Connection. 1-800-325-3040. Welcome back to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The season of Advent is, we think of it as a church season, and it certainly is, but for Christian families, it's also a season for the family. Of course, it is centered at church, that place where we receive the forgiveness of our sins through Christ's word and his sacraments. Advent has all that emphasis there that continues in our church life and our family life. It also has an emphasis on repentance as well, and that, of course, is going to affect your family too. Advent is there so that you can prepare for Christ's nativity, and that's what we're going to be talking about on this Friday afternoon, December the 2nd. Holly Shear joins us talking about preparing for Christmas through Advent. She's a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and author of a recent column for The Federalist titled Five Easy Ways to Observe Advent So You Can Enjoy the Christmas Season. Holly, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
From a mother's perspective, why is it important to hold off Christmas celebrations through Advent?
You know, I think as a society, we are all so impatient all the time, and we're really passing that on to our children. And when we rush through Advent and we totally skip it, pushing through to, you know, decorating for Christmas and focusing on all those presents and Christmas pageants and stuff at school, we're really, you know, kind of exacerbating that issue in our children.
Let's talk about some of the ways that you can, I mean, other than simply remembering that it's Advent and not Christmas, prepare to celebrate Christmas through Advent. Let's talk about the basic one, which you say is just going to church. Why is that vital?
You know, I'm a pastor's wife. That's going to be my first suggestion for pretty much anything. But, you know, church is the place we need to be in Advent because that is where Christ has promised he's going to come to us. You know, we're there, we hear the word, we're there, you know, sometimes we see baptisms during Advent, there's the Lord's Supper, we're gathering together with other Christians. And it's something that we don't have to do. So many things in our life are just extra busyness, and you can go to church and not be busy, and you can go to church with your children and, you know, let them just take it in.
The fact is, and you know this from kind of seeing this from the pastor's wife's perspective, often it is Christmas and not Advent that brings people back to church, at least Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Is Advent an ideal time for people who have, for one reason or another, stayed away from church to come back?
You know, that's kind of the cliche, isn't it? That we have the C&E Christians, the Christmas and Easter ones, that they show up maybe twice a year for those really big high feast days. And I think you're absolutely right that Advent is a really wonderful time to come back. I mean, we have the extra services and there is beautiful music and many churches have meals and time to have, you know, just some extra fellowship time together to really help people reconnect with their church.
Why is it also important, as you say, to think about others in need during the Advent season as a preparation for Christmas?
Advent is about waiting, and one of the best ways to really think about that is to think about other people who are waiting. One of my suggestions this year, which was a little bit different from ones I've made in the past, is to think about helping an orphan or similar this year. There's a pastor's wife. Her name is Hannah Payton Heath, and she is doing a fundraiser making these beautiful little ornaments to help put money toward the adoption of a child who's waiting in an orphanage. And I think that's really kind of beautiful when you think about a child waiting for a family as we wait for Christ to come back to us. I think there's some good parallels there.
Speaking of family, you say it's also a good idea to look into family, into cultural traditions. I take it to cultivate some of your own traditions.
Yeah, I think that goes back to kind of the business aspect, doesn't it? When we look backwards a little bit to the past, when things were maybe a little bit simpler, we can pull out some things that are not so commercialized, maybe some food that your grandparents made that you kind of remember eating as a child, you know, bring that back out and introduce your children to it, or songs, or, you know, different cultures have different desserts and traditions around the season. And it can really be a neat opportunity to connect your children to your roots.
The decorations are, I mean, everybody kind of feels the pressure after Thanksgiving to start Christmas decorations in the house. There are such things as Advent decorations, but you say hold the decorating, especially for the Christmas season, off a little bit. Why?
Well, if you rush to throw up your Christmas tree, it doesn't feel like Advent. It feels like a placeholder for Christmas, and it's not. I absolutely love Advent decorations. Every year we get more of them. We have Advent calendars and Advent wreaths, and you can set up your nativity, but don't set it up all the way. During Advent, you can read the story of the nativity, and with small children especially, take those, you know, figures and move them across your house to the creche. Don't put baby Jesus in until Christmas morning. Use it to help make the story concrete for them.
So you were teaching, not just decorating the house as an aesthetic, you're teaching your children really the essence of Advent.
I think that's kind of what bringing the liturgy into the home is really all about, isn't it? It's about teaching yourself what we don't know and we ought to. And it's about teaching matters of the faith and about Jesus to our children. And, you know, decorating is never just decorating when you think about that, and use it as an opportunity to read the Bible with your children, to, you know, bring out some of those really good children's books about this time of the year, and just, you know, don't treat it as Christmas.
Part of the liturgy in the home is also the music of Advent. What's unique about it, and why should it occupy our minds while the world is blaring Christmas music, and usually some of the most insipid Christmas music, at us? Why is it valuable in the home and in the church to indulge that Advent music?
Well, I mean, Advent music is obviously more pleasing to the ear than hearing like Carol of the Bells 100 times in a row. The message in Advent hymns, it's beautiful, and it's so rich in theology, and there are actually very many Advent songs are very singable with children. I think it's a good opportunity to sit there and, you know, during family devotions, you can sing some hymns together and teach children to kind of memorize them, and then they'll always have those hymns with them.
Finally, we have, it's about a month of time there in anticipation, as you said, waiting for the celebration of Christmas. Is there something, as, again, as a mother of small kids, kids that are getting a little older in your case, that is valuable about the anticipation of one of the church's biggest celebrations, the Nativity of Jesus Christ?
I think that anticipation makes it so much sweeter when Christmas is actually here and we celebrate, you know, the birth of Jesus as a baby all those years ago, and that, you know, how we waited during Advent to celebrate Christmas, we are also waiting for him to come back and take us to heaven. And we wait every week to go to church to hear his word, to get the sacrament. You know, that waiting is just such an important skill for our children and ourselves to practice.
Holly Shear is a pastor's wife and mother of four children in Cheyenne, Wyoming. She's author of a recent column for The Federalist titled, 5 Easy Ways to Observe Advent So You Can Enjoy the Christmas Season. You can read it at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Holly, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Another way to prepare for the gift-giving of the Christmas season is to get the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Christmas Connection. It's one of those classic arch books from Concordia Publishing House, made for small children, so they're inexpensive. And if you've got a lot of small children in your life, well, you can order more than one. Call Concordia Publishing House and ask for The Christmas Connection. It's a Christmas book for children that makes the connection between Christ's birth and his resurrection. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Christmas Connection from Concordia Publishing House. When we come back, Dr. Ken Sherb joins us for part 45 of our series on Martin Luther and the Reformation. We're going to be Luther's treatment of the Sermon on the Mount, beginning at verse 38 in Matthew 5.
We we know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
I'm Pastor Watson. Are you tired of entertainment and in need of the peace that passes human understanding? I invite you to Augsburg Lutheran Church in Shawnee, Kansas, to receive the gifts of Jesus. Augsburg is scriptural, traditional, historical, sacramental, and reverent. The Church of the Apostles, the Councils, and the Reformers wants to be your church family also. For more information, visit us at augsburglutheranchurch.org.
The 500th anniversary of the Reformation approaches. A good time to ask, who are we as Confessional Lutherans? What's our heritage? The Confessional Lutherans for Christ Commission has produced the Layman's Guide to Theological History. Go to the CLCC.org and see which of these presentations and books would be most helpful to you and your fellow parishioners. And consider becoming a member with us as the CLCC seeks to help more people know what it means to be a Confessional Lutheran. TheCLCC.org.
Christians young and old are increasingly pressured to change their beliefs. That's why St. Jude said we need to contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints. At the San Antonio Worldview Conference, Confessional Lutherans Jonathan Fisk, Jay Weber, Ryan McPherson, and Craig Parton will unmask the false, direct us to Christ and His Word, and defend the faith. The San Antonio Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 11th, San Antonio, Texas. Visit worldviewsa.org. worldusa.org.
Where doctrine is life. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
I bet you didn't know that the teaching of Latin in schools is making a comeback. Latin? Really? Isn't that a dead language? Well, take a look at what studies say about how well Latin students do on a test like the SAT. Memoria Press's Latin program will revolutionize your students' vocabulary, knowledge, and their understanding of grammar. And there is no better subject for teaching critical thinking skills. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR.